More people than ever need new organs, and more than ever are donating. But the number of available organs aren't keeping pace with demand. Advocates are working to increase the number of registered donors that agree to have their eyes, organs, and tissues used upon their death. Just 46% of Pennsylvanians are registered. Meanwhile, more transplants are coming from living donors and helping to meet the need. WESA's Virginia Alvino meets some donors who are celebrating after successful transplants.
After an accident 10 years ago, Steve DeBonkowitz visited the doctor. They discovered his kidneys weren't functioning at full capacity.
They found that it was a birth defect. They were both small.
He was evaluated and put on the organ waiting list, along with 120,000 other Americans, 8,000 in Pennsylvania. He expected to wait the average 3 or 4 years for a new kidney. That's the reality for most patients, unless they can find a living donor. We're at a luncheon at Allegheny General Hospital celebrating living donors, including Steve's sister, Cassandra Werner.
As long as I can live with one, he can have my other one.
Both siblings are fully recovered from last August's transplant. Werner shares the sentiment of lots of donors.
I would do it again if I had another one to share.
Mainly the week before the surgery, I would... It's like sitting around and I would try to put myself in her place and imagine what is going through her head, like that she's just willingly going under the knife to help me.
We put a healthy patient at risk because of their sacrifice and their goodwill.
That's Dr. Lorenzo Machado, a surgeon at Allegheny General, which performed about 100 transplants last year.
Many recipients who have kidney disease feel a stigma of having the disease and many times don't want to burden family, friends with their disease and asking for a kidney transplant.
So Machado says doctors usually ask a family member to advocate on the patient's behalf, but it can be hard to convince potential donors.
Don't rule yourself out, meaning don't say, oh, I'm not a good donor. Contact us, let us determine whether you are a donor or not. We would never put a donor at risk.
65-year-old Rita Onica is very familiar with how that process works. She wears a little plastic shield over her eye after a recent eye surgery, but she's been in the hospital plenty of times before this. Years ago, she was on the waiting list for a heart transplant.
Yes, I was concerned that it would not come fast enough. I was worried for my family more than me.
After waiting 3 years, she got a new heart in 2011. Medication following that surgery put her on dialysis. Eventually, she needed a new kidney, too.
When I found out that she needed a kidney, I was like, hey, I got two. You can have them. So,
that's Onaga's daughter, Valerie Miller. Her only surgery before the transplant was a tonsillectomy.
It took me about a year to talk her into actually going to even think about it, but finally, she did it. We did it, huh, Mom?
We certainly did. She saved my life. I gave birth to her, and she ends up saving her mother's life. Isn't that amazing?
Now, Onaga is very happy to be back doing her own housework. Valerie may have saved her mother, but her driver's license shows that she isn't even registered as an organ donor.
But I just never, it's like, do you want to be an organ donor? No. Like, it's something I never thought about.
While Valerie says not everyone can be a living donor, she sees how important registering to be a donor is. Now, she says she encourages everyone to check the little box when they get their license at the DMV and to become an organ donor themselves. I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News.